Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I have a good one for you today because this is my favorite type of video, and that is when insiders step forward and give me dirt that I get to share with you guys. So please like, subscribe, comment, share this video because this is going to be great. And also, today we have a sponsor, Canoladine, which I will talk about in a bit. But first things first, insiders step forward and give us information on various, you know, topics and things that we talk about. But the one thing that we have to look at is the strength of our banking system. And the biggest problem right now is the exposure to commercial real estate loans right now. And I have somebody that works in this department and sent me insider's reports on the status of where everything is at right now. And this is amazing because the total exposure report is what this is called. And many astute commentators, you know, that talk about banking don't realize that there are, you know, hundreds of banks that are in trouble right now. They surveyed 1,567 banks, and there's a list of 62 of these institutions that have exposure problems. Now, what that means is that, you know, in addition to commercial real estate loans that are not performing, that is the big problem. They have lenders out there that have made commitments on construction loans, and some of these construction loans are half done. Uh-oh. So you've got buildings, and you've seen this in your city. Wow, it sure has taken a long time. Yeah, because they're running out of manpower, running out of money, and they don't want to continue with the loan. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts? So, let's go through this. Unused construction loans that people don't want to tap, that's a huge problem right now. You've got, you know, they've calculated the biggest problem, which is the amount of equity that the banks have. And what they did, and this is great, she sent me over a chart that's got the position of all these banks and their loan to equity risk. Think about this. Think about how bad this would be in your own life. If you did, you added up your finances, you added up your bills, and you said, hey, listen, we owe 300% more than we're worth right now, you would have a problem. Well, that's what they're considering banks to have a problem if they're over 300% in a negative equity position. So here's the crazy thing. Below is a list of these banks. There are 62 banks with greater than $10 billion in assets. And 300% equity is considered a problem. 67 of the 156 largest banks have this problem. And there are a total of 4,594 banks that were subject to review, okay? So the most prominent are Flagstar Bank and Zions Bancorp. Flagstar has $119 billion in assets, $50 billion in commercial real estate mortgages, of which $36 billion are multifamily. And the problem with the multifamily, believe it or not, guys, you're seeing more foreclosures in the multifamily space. Apartment buildings of 12 units or more, people aren't paying their rent. People aren't paying their rent, and the mortgages are going upside down. So crazy, 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 crazy. You've got a total exposure, you know, loans that are total exposure of $50 billion or more. You've only got a few of the banks that are like that. The total negative equity, so I try to stay out of the ways right now. The total negative equity is 554% of total equity. Zions has $87 billion in assets, $25 billion in commercial real estate loans, $2.6 billion in construction loans, and $3.2 billion in unused loans. The unused loans are the biggest problems because as they reprice, I love these terms, they reprice the industry. Think about this. You bought a building 5 years ago, and the rents were at 80% occupancy, people were paying their rent, and your loan was low, and now they reprice the loan to where the interest rates have at least doubled during this time. So you've got the interest rates much higher, and they're not performing on the loans. They cannot refinance the commercial loans. It's completely a disaster right now. So, absolutely fantastic, guys. I mean, this is just unbelievable, but the chart that she sent me, which I'm gonna put on the screen for you, will just show you the status of all these banks. There's a real problem out there because 536 banks have a total exposure of over 500%. Now remember, we just talked about the top 62 that had the biggest problem. 2,293 have exposure of more than 600%. For comparison, the aggregate industry total real estate exposure is 138%. Now, not to lose you guys in this, but what you have is you have an industry that people owe more than things are worth, and it's just getting to be a bigger problem week by week by week. And the problem with this is that they're calling these loans in right now. They're starting to sit there and say, hey, Dan, we're not going to let you, you know, use that, you know, $25 million loan. Well, I got to finish the building. We got to figure something out. What do, guys? Give it back to the bank? You have more hotels right now, and this is the height of summer, guys. The height of summer on a beach that's dead this morning. So here you have all this exposure out there, and the banks just know that the trouble is coming. So person did this calculations, you know, they're going to give me more information as it comes out, but the chart itself, this is what is solid gold. This shows you everything, guys, on this. Everything, the status of these loans, how bad it is. But you know, you can act like this is no big deal, but this is the beginning. This is gonna bring down so many banks right now. And you're gonna hear more about bank failures and bank mergers between now and election day. It's gonna start. But they're cutting these people off. Now, my buddy who runs one of the foreclosure companies, is having a birthday, we're getting together, and one thing that we're gonna plan is he's gonna give me more ammo from his end on the banks that he has that are in trouble, because the greatest thing on foreclosures, let's face it, guys, going to somebody's house, and I'll probably go out with him next week and post houses with him, and we can get the insight on all this, but it's very scary to go to somebody's house and post the foreclosure notice. You don't know what you're gonna get. Well, the commercial properties are 1,000 times easier to promote. But what you have is you have banks that have over hundreds of percentages upside down on what they owe compared to what everything is worth. You can't run your life this way. You can't run a bank this way. You can't run any business this way. But what they're going to do is they're going to call this stuff in, and you're going to start to see bank failures and them having to, you know, hey, listen, we got to take the building back or else. So the biggest problem with commercial real estate right now is you may have, you know, 30% occupancy, but people are not paying their rent right now. You're seeing a huge percentage of people that are like, forget this place. I'm not going to pay my rent here. Why would I do that? And are they really going to sue these people? Who knows? Now, if you know of anybody out there that's looking for a job, we talked about that in the last video, I am telling you to get into banking right now. Not as a bank teller. Gosh, Dan, I know nothing about banking. If you are in HR, if you are in compliance of any type, if you've ever managed a group of people like a sales staff or anything, now is your chance to get this money, because these banks are clamoring for help. They're clamoring for executives. If you have banking experience and financial experience, you've been a loan officer or anything like that, oh my God, you're one step ahead of everybody. But again, I have seen bonuses of, hey, you come work for us, we'll give you an extra $20,000 up front. Again, I know somebody that got $50,000 for walking in the door, 50 grand. Hello, where do you get a job like that? Okay, it's in an industry that's going upside down right now, and it's the banking industry. Well, you may like banking, but who knows if you'll have a job 2 years from now after they, you know, get rid of all these buildings. We're going to see a huge downturn in the economy. But again, if you're an insider of anything, any industry, auto industry, cars, loans, mortgages, real estate, builders, anything, and you want to give a little dirt, this person said, do not give my name. They could at least say she was a woman. But the point is that you haven't seen anything yet. And these buildings are going to go down for the count. They're going to seize these buildings. You're seeing hotels get turned back to the lender. You're seeing multifamily apartment buildings get turned back to the lender. You haven't seen anything yet in this. Mark my words. So many people suffer from pain, and there is a daily pill that you could take that's a supplement that can eliminate your pain. It's called Canalidine. It was developed by a medical scientist. It's been on the market for 14 years now. You take it every day, and it naturally gets rid of your pain. UFC fighters, boxers, athletes, so many people that have serious debilitating pain have had success with this. If you go to trikono.com/iallegedly, use the link below, you can get this for basically 10% of what it costs to get regular pain pills. Completely natural, does not speed you up, it's non-addictive, non-narcotic. Check it out today. But Canalidine has been successful. They've had over 1 million people take it, and the stats are there. But try it, check it out today. And again, it's very inexpensive. If you use the link below, you can try it for less than $1 a day. So many of you have already ordered it, and I think you're going to have major success with this. But I look at people with chronic pain that have had success with things, athletes, fighters, people like that, they've had success with it. trikono.com/iallegedly. Again, use the link below. Check it out today.
It's all wrong.
We have to get real with everything that we've been promised this election season. I remember junior high where we had kids that would get up in front of the school and say, we're going to give everything. We're going to have 3 more periods of recess. We're going to make lunch start at 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was crazy. And it was stuff they could never do. And again, that's what we're living through right now. Kamala Harris is going to give everybody $25,000 in free down payment. Don't know how you're going to pay for that. But Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, he stepped forward and said, this is insane. You need to have some accountability for what these people promise financially. And what's happening right now is it's only going to drive up inflation. Now, here's the thing. The helicopter money that was sent out, maybe you didn't get it. I had one guy wrote me and says, I got $1,000 in stimulus money, Dan. How does that make it that I got helicopter money? Okay, wait a second. What about the people you work for? What about the hundreds of billions of dollars that was given out? You don't think that that had a dramatic effect on too much money chasing too little goods and driving up inflation? Oh, okay. Enough. Enough with the fake promises. People have to go back to work. You got to go to your office. You got to live your life that way. So another thing that's crazy right now is there are more and more states that when somebody gets evicted, they're going to not list that on your credit report. And you can sit there and go, well, okay, well, that gives somebody privacy. No, what it does is evictions on your record show, you know, potential landlords where you're at. 3 more states this year, Idaho, Maryland, and Massachusetts added to the list of states that do not report this information. Now, with that, you can sit there and say, how do you screen people? That's the thing. I have a relative who is a landlord, and he uses a service for this. And he said, Dan, the service has never let me down. It basically gives me a stoplight, don't rent to these people, a green light, it's all good, or they come back with a yellow caution, make your own decision. And then they can sit down and say, what's the explanation of X, Y, and Z? And then they can determine if they want to rent to these people. But to eliminate that and just say that you're the greatest person in the world is insane. California, and I've talked about this extensively on the private channel. We have a private channel that's uncensored where we can talk about things that we can't talk about on other platforms that are uncensored and free, if you know what I mean. California has a assembly bill that they want to pass that would give illegal aliens, newcomers, you know, a free down payment on your house. It's crazy, guys. Only in Wackadoo, California. Okay? So, let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this. But it's crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. We need accountability. I've been broke. I've been dead broke. And it taught me how to respect and manage money. And we all need to go through this. And what's going to happen is that you're going to go through this down period right now And people are going to experience this more and more and more right now. But if you believe any of us, and I get people that write me, I got it today, there's been no crash, the economy's been great, everything is good. And I'm like, as I'm walking by businesses that are closed, as I'm walking by houses that are getting foreclosed on, as I'm walking by hotels that I know are vacant in the height of summer, and you're going to sit there and tell me that everything's good, just prepare. Be your own central bank. Take care of your own party. Have your own birthday party. Plan for yourself. And again, there's a woman out there, Patera from Appalachia Homestead. I love this woman for 1,000 reasons. But she walks the walk. She runs an active farm. And she is preparing actively. But she's also a businesswoman talking about the lunacy that we're living through. So check her out today. And I'm a huge fan. It's funny. I always thought I'd love to spend a couple of days in her farm and see if I could handle it. Working the farm one day. I should fly out there and do that. But Patera Appalachia's Homestead. Check it out. So many of us are not, you know, you can not prepare, guys. It's all on you. You can sit there and think that this is all great. You can sit there and hear, you know, an insider talk about banks being completely upside down that have commercial loans. It's funny. One of the banks I mentioned, I ran into a woman whose husband used to be the CEO of one of these banks, and they're cutting their pension back, she told me. And she also told me back in the day, my husband would never have allowed somebody not to pay on a loan. He would show up at your office. This was old school, where this guy would hop on a plane and show up. Hey, Dan, what are you doing? I gave you the $20 million to buy this building. You're not going to pay me? Imagine that. Imagine that gangster Tony Soprano stuff showing up. Yeah, and guess what? Dan paid. So let me know what you guys think about this stuff so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. I always love it when you guys send me stuff, and that's how we're going to finish this one. Sheila wrote me that her husband was a trucker for over 50 years, and as the loads got bigger, the pay got less, he had to spend money constantly on parts for his truck, and just gave up and said, this is, forget it, I don't want to do this, I don't want the stress of being out of state and being away and making less and less money. So he went and got a job at Napa, okay? And he works, you know, 8 to 5, he's home with his family at night. But she said, Dan, I'm seeing that the auto industry and auto parts industry is taking a serious hit right now and going down. So there you go. Thank you, Sheila, for that. Laura in Connecticut was talking about Seymour, Connecticut, where they had this major flood damage and that the shopping plaza's taken out and that roads are closed. And again, people, prepare. Prepare for a rainy day in case you ever have to stockpile water, food, whatever. There's roads taken out in Connecticut. It's August, guys. It's not supposed to have a rainstorm like that. So that happened there. The final story is from John in Miami, who sent a photo walking down the street for a help wanted sign that he said, Dan, I think you'd love this. And it's like, hey, do you suffer from these Miami symptoms? Still living at your parents' house, leased a BMW and have no job? Like to drink local beer but can only afford Miller Lite? It's kind of funny, but look at the rest of these. Again, people are getting more and more creative to hire people, but so many friends and so many people have told me stories that are just horrible about the problems with hiring people. You know, people that want to stay on, oh my gosh, this is like a tough job. I have to be here. I can't leave my desk. Can't be on my phone. It's crazy. So please, don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello at iAllegedly. Make sure you're part of the email list because one is going out this week. And onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.